It was yesterday, as Al and I, right after the show, pretty much, we went over there to the county clerk, and yeah, we got the marriage license. They granted it. I mean, they'll give you anything if you give them the $80, pretty much. They ask you a couple questions. There is a 72-hour waiting period. I think that's interesting.
Yeah,
just like, hold on.
It begs a few questions.
Are you?
They don't know what they're doing.
For sure?
Do you understand that?
She had some hesitation on the name change there at the end. Said she hadn't considered it. So, that's our Tuesday morning top 10. And I did look at her and I said, really? You didn't think about how the name would then be formulated from here on out?
Are you going to be called?
I guess we didn't talk about it. I didn't assume along the way. I guess I didn't consider it. So that brings us our Tuesday morning top 10, appropriately from the writing staff there, who none of them have been married and never will. Tuesday morning top 10, things to consider while getting your marriage license, such as
Number 10.
Should I go ahead and get the optional extended warranty that they're offering right now? I think
Number 9.
They say it's a
Maybe
rip-off.
Money well spent.
But
I don't know.
Number 9.
Should I save the receipt to this? They actually give you a receipt, by the way, for the transaction.
Is it deductible?
I don't know. I mean, should you save the receipt in case the product is damaged or defective for a full refund within 30 days of purchase? Actually, you know, that is, you can do that in a way. Yeah, but you don't get your $80 back. No.
Number 8.
That's a lot of money.
Number 8, a thing you should consider while getting your marriage license. Well, as we said, I mean, it's not the most romantic of scenes and settings. I mean, so temper your expectations for romance. Like, you'll even dress up a little bit, too. And there's no need. But it also doesn't help, mainly because the county clerk just keeps saying, right, yeah, I've heard that one before.
Where's my $80?
Boy, they have seen some things.
I can only imagine.
Now, number 7, if, in fact, we turn out to be far distant cousins. Exactly, according to the state, how far is far enough? I don't know.
Number 6.
Question you really want to know the answer
Number 6 thing to consider when you get your marriage license.
Number 6.
You know, actually, while I'm here, man, do you also issue permits for large scale displays of buoyancy?
Will
because
it flow?
For the things we have planned for 2026.
Will it flow?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I don't know who thinks that stuff up, but I'm like, jeez.
Jeez.
Thursday, straight up at 8 o'clock. Will it float? We'll be back. By the way, it turns out that's a totally different department to get that kind of permit.
Number 5,
if within this 72-hour waiting period I find a better deal, will you price match it? That was not me asking that, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right. Are we still, honey?
Okay,
we're good.
The girls got questions.
I just want to make sure.
Number 4,
it costs $80 roughly. And consider that just a small price to pay for something that is priceless.
Forever and ever and ever and ever.
Yeah, amen. But if it's not, that's how they get you on the back end.
Number 3
thing to consider. Take a moment to realize the commitment you're about to make. And then, after you do that, take maybe even a little longer to then remember how to write your entire full name in cursive.
Oh.
I haven't written my middle name in cursive probably in...
Number 2.
I think I wrote it down.
Did
Number 2.
Kenneth?
Remember to act nonchalantly, even when the county clerk says, hey, it's so good seeing you again.
Number 1.
And then finally, the number 1 thing to consider. I get the next one free.
Number one
thing to consider when getting your marriage license.
Number 1.
About the name change and her hesitation. Do I really want to take his name? Well, She is. And she marked it as such, so now she'll be forever known as L, KB, JB, Bob the Boyfriend, Fred the Fiancé, Buckner.
Yeah. It has to ring. I love it.
Yeah. There you go.
KB and Heather Lee.